The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of Know Who Can.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of Know Who Can.
What?
How Barack Obama is dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. All right. Hey, gang. Welcome. We're glad you're with us. Hour number two is off and running. We are underway. We've got some very interesting things to yet discuss tonight, and I am looking forward to having our lady of the Ladies Lounge join us momentarily. She'll be on the famous line four when she gets through. But let's first go to line three. Ralph is calling from Red Bank, New Jersey, and wanted to weigh in on what we were talking about last hour, which was whether or not Donald Trump, inadvertently or advertently, may hurt the down ballot races in some of the campaigns he's running. Ralph, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough. Hi.
The purpose of this call is to lay out the case of why I would vote even more for Trump today, now more than ever, given the fact that this man, this charlatan, this shaman and superman, Obama, has made this economy like the Grim Reaper, number one.
Yeah.
And he lied to you and I and we the people about Iran, remember that?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And you laid out the case about him in your book, No He Can't.
Yes.
And you articulated it quite well.
Thank you.
And in my opinion, Trump is the anti-Obama, the antidote to Obama. That's reason enough right there to vote for Trump.
Hold on. I'm not encouraging anyone to not vote for him. I'm just observing his behavior and making commentary on it because that's what I do for a living. But if people look, I'm never Hillary. Okay, I'm never going to cast a vote for Hillary in my life. I will be dead. They'll crack, broken cold fingers off my corpse before I will do that. It's just not going to happen. But that's not going to prevent me from looking at some of the weaknesses and saying, hey, we got a little bit of time here. We got to get these things cared for, because if we keep making these kinds of amateurish mistakes, we're going to get railroaded in November. It's going to be a bloodbath. It's going to be terrible.
That's fine to give due diligence with regard to Trump. That's well, good and dandy. But about that book, No He Can't.
Yes.
The jacket cover of that book. Why did you make Obama look like a devil in that book? I mean, don't tell me Roma Downey and Mark Burnett make you do that. Now, come on, Kevin. It's
no, well, the, that was actually the publisher's idea to put him in red.
Like a devil in that book. Oh, my God.
Oh, all right, Ralph. Geez. Thank you. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Yeah, so that was... there it is. It's in the corner of the room in the back there. Nick, show that again on Biz TV. It's the cover of the book, and if you didn't get the book, you can still get it on Amazon, but it's a big red cover, really, really huge white lettering, No He Can't, which was a play on his Yes We Can election theme. And yeah, we did put him in red face on a red cover book, so maybe he does look a little bit like the devil. I'm not sure. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Let's go back to the phones. Ann is with us, line one. Hello, Ann.
Hi, Kevin. I'm getting myself together to go out for a little while, and I hear my radio friends so angry. And I kind of almost wish this was a private conversation, because from the heart, I want to tell you, I really understand how you feel, because when Barack Obama won, it might have been one of the worst days in my life, truly. And I really had to come together with myself. And you can't afford to do what I did, which was that I took days off work. Truly, I was in such a bad state. But words of consolation for you. I believe we've been through the worst with Obama. He's been the introduction to making us decline in the eyes of friends and foes. And all I'm asking of you is, I think you need time. I think you need time to really what you want.
And I really appreciate the whole.
All I'm asking of you is this.
Yeah.
Real quick, just understand that even at his worst, Donald Trump could never be not even a tenth as bad as what Obama is and what this administration
yeah,
is.
Yeah, see, I
all
think
I'm
that's
for you
I think that's a rubric. I really think, Annie, that you just said something that is really astounding and very telling of Trump supporters. I don't believe that for a second, and I'll give you a couple of reasons why. I disagree with Obama almost everything politically. I'm not the same on him on anything from a public policy standpoint. But he has stayed faithfully married to one woman for the entirety of his marriage and of his adult life. And on that alone, I think he's leap years ahead. No. You take great liberties, Annie, in talking down to me and making
No, I'm not.
You're condescending. You're making yourself sound as though you're this sage of wisdom that I have to listen to. And the truth is, Annie, you have no idea how I feel. You have no idea how I feel. Because on the day that Obama was elected, I felt, pull her down out of the mix, please. I'm not gonna have this. Pull her all the way out. Annie, you can let me say what I need to say, and I'll give you time to respond, but I'm not going to compete, and I've got the microphone. So let's do this like gentlemen and lady that we are. You don't know how I feel. So it's condescending to me to come on and say, oh, I know how you feel. You don't know how I feel. I am not a solid never-Trumper. He has not earned my support yet, and he has a way to go. And if it offends some people that I point out that he is not smarter than a brick at his campaign stop in West Virginia last week, that's not my problem. I'm not the one pushing a candidate that doesn't know that it's injurious to lower ballot candidates in the same state to say, stay home and don't come vote. That's a sign of a selfish, pig-headed narcissist. And if that's what we've insisted upon, to be the head of the Republican Party, then I guess the Republicans in the establishment are going to get what they asked for. But it doesn't, I don't lose one ounce of sleep about it, Annie. That's the funniest thing. Because you say, well, I know how you feel. You don't know how I feel. I'm not losing an ounce of sleep. In fact, since Cruz got out of the race, I have had better sleep than I had for the 3 months running up into it. And you know why? Because I have no more dog in the fight. And nobody gets my vote automatically. They're going to have to earn it. They're going to have to earn it. So now I'm going to let you respond. I'm not going to go back and forth. So you can respond to everything I just said.
I don't know. I was kind of talking in between that, but I wanted to have the opposite effect in you. When Kasich and when Cruz were doing what they were doing, right? And Kasich didn't even adhere to what Cruz was doing. Remember, Cruz was telling his people, vote for Kasich here. Remember when they were plotting like that? You were okay with this. Now he's our front runner. He's doing it his way. And what I was trying to tell you, I wasn't being condescending. I was trying to offer you comfort. It was genuine.
I'm not in mourning. I'm not in mourning.
We've got to have faith. We need to stay. More importantly, is protection right now.
None of your morals, none of the way you want to live
is going to work if we're not a country.
That's where I disagree. This is so good, Annie. It's such a healthy phone call tonight because I don't buy one bit of what you just told me. And there's 17 people this last week that have tried to convince me of it. The world is not going to end if Hillary Clinton gets elected, and it's not going to end if Donald Trump gets elected. I don't answer to the Republican Party for my choices in terms of what I do in the voting booth. I answer to a man named Jesus Christ. I answer to a higher power. I answer to my conscience. And I answer to the future of my children and what they face. And actually, I am more liberated and more free than I've ever been in the electoral process because I've always had to, like, kind of gulp and swallow with the guy that I was really pulling for. I don't have an all-out, I'm pulling for this person all the way candidate in this race anymore. And I don't care what John Kasich did, and Ted Cruz and John Kasich are yesterday's news. I'm not in mourning. I'm liberated. This is going to be hilarious to watch, and I'm going to be at the front row watching it and giving commentary and observing it all the way through. But I will not sell my soul. I will not sell my soul. For years, people that have listened to me in New York, particularly people of faith, have always criticized me and said, Kev, you're such a Republican first, and you're just and only a Republican, and you never see any of the good anywhere else. I've always been an independent, and I've always voted as an independent. I don't care if Mike Gallagher and Hugh Hewitt and Bill Bennett want to disown me from Salem Media because I'm not a Republican and I don't tote the party line. I don't care about the party line. I care about honesty and integrity and character. And this election is short in that department from both parties pretty big time. Now, Donald Trump has a chance to earn my vote, but he's got to earn it. He's got to put good people around him. He's got to listen to them. And he's got to stop being the pig-headed, narcissistic buffoon that he oftentimes ends up becoming. And that, my friend, is why I'm not in mourning. Totally happy and having a great time. Radio Night Live continues from New York. Stay with
me. You know about RVs. You've heard about bunkers. But surviving is not recreation. And man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com. Providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Ooh, what a little moonlight can do. Ooh, what a little moonlight can do to you.
Your All right, love, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us.
Your heart's a flutter.
I want to go back to Annie's call just for a second. Because I don't want people to have the misunderstanding that I dislike Ann in any way. Annie's an awesome person. She loves her country. She has been trying to get me on the Trump train since he got into the race. And I understand that there's a certain degree of desire to have that. I am not owned by anybody. I will not be owned by anybody. And for all my friends that are expecting me to just jump in line on this, we got some stuff to work out. I'm kind of in Paul Ryan's spot. I don't know if I'm going to support him. He hadn't convinced me yet. But I want people to know, understand, I think the world of Annie. I think she's a wonderful person, and I was not mad at her. All right, let me get to our Ladies Lounge guest tonight, because Bethany Mandel's with us. She's a senior contributor at The Federalist, and she's an all-around fantastic person. Is she with us or is she not with us? We're getting her on now. Okay, so she's coming. Bethany has written something along the lines of an issue that I have not seen addressed in recent years. I don't know if this has been an issue in the past. I was watching CNN, something on CNN this week, and they did this this story, and they put the video online of all about how the U.S. is the worst place to have maternity leave in the world. Like we give zero guarantee of maternity leave. And there's all these countries that require the companies to do anywhere from 6 to 56 weeks of time off. And so this other woman, Megan Foy, I think is her name, wrote this book called Me and Maternity, or something along those lines. And Bethany decided to address that, and we have her now. Is Bethany with us? Bethany, are you there? Hi.
Hey, I'm here.
Hey, thanks for being with us. We're going to get to the maternity discussion in a bit. But before I do, let me jump back to the Trump discussion. You were or were not never Trump from the primary.
I have always been never Trump.
Okay, so you were always never Trump. And as a senior contributor to the Federalist, this is in commonality with other people that are really constitutionally minded, or are you kind of a rebel in this cause?
I would, I'm not sure about the rest of my coworkers. I would say probably more than half were never Trump, but I don't know if we got an accurate count. But it's definitely among the norm as far as people who write for the Federalist.
What do you make of the conservative punditry nationwide that even after he is now the presumed nominee, that they have not moved from that position?
You know, I think that it's about principles. It's not about being a partisan. I'm not. While I am a Republican, I'm a conservative first. And being a conservative means I can't in good conscience stand behind this guy just because he happens to have an R after his name right now. He hasn't always.
Well, let me ask you this then, because this is the constant conversation that I end up having, and it's like running into a brick wall over and over again. It's just after the second or third time, it's just not fun anymore. You know, Bethany, that by your position in doing so, you're letting Hillary Clinton sway the Supreme Court for the next 40 years. Your response?
You know, there's worse things in the world than not optimal Supreme Court decisions. I sort of see the court argument as sort of short-sighted. In the last 6 months, Donald Trump has really changed and affirmed for a lot of people all the nasty, horrible stereotypes that they've had about Republicans for years, that were racist, that were sexist, that were xenophobic. And he's a dream candidate for Hillary Clinton to run against. And she's going to win, by the way. Like, from no help of mine or any other Never Trumper, he is just going to dig a hole so deep that he won't be able to get it out.
And you know that people have said, well, the predictions were he would never make it past the first couple of states in the primary, too. I mean, that was, of course, well before the primaries happened. But, I mean, the constant kind of verdict on Trump is he will never, 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 and then he does.
So a lot of that was because we didn't have great polling. Everyone just sort of assumed, because of conventional wisdom, that he would lose. But there wasn't really accurate polling done for a long time. So a lot of that punditry was done without numbers in front of us. But now we have numbers. 70% of women say they would not vote for Trump. 87% of registered Hispanic voters have an unfavorable view of him.
Yeah.
There's no coming out of that.
Yeah, and that's 87% of people that are registered, in which, you know, if we have 15 to 20% of their vote, we win in a landslide. So, I mean, you know, like when George W. Bush got, what was it, 13 or 19% of the Hispanic vote, like,
right.
It was like, you know, overwhelming. So to have 87% hardened negatives is really tough. And I talk to people about that a lot, and I still get hammered from talk radio personality, you know, colleagues of mine in the industry, and even some, you know, in the grassroots movement saying, Kev, if you don't do this, you're putting the woman that abandoned our guys in Benghazi in charge of our national defense. And some of these arguments are compelling. So that's why I have said, I don't know where I'm at. But he will start to tell me stuff, and not particularly specifically me, but who he names as his vice president, who he floats for cabinet positions, the list of judges that I believe your colleague at the Federalist is helping him actually formulate, which is going to be, you know, the early vet list of who they may or may not decide to put forward. I don't know that he'll earn my vote, but he's got a chance if he makes some of those moves in those directions. But it's interesting. So you were with the Never Trump on two levels, because Trump himself was a person that you didn't really care for. But then when the Michelle Fields and the Corey Lewandowski thing went down, it just reaffirmed some of the things that you were saying about the types of operation that he runs.
Yeah, I mean, the Corey Lewandowski thing is scary on two levels for me personally. First of all, as a member of the press, and second of all, as a woman. He ignored the fact that Corey assaulted Michelle. It's been caught on camera. It's apparent that he laid his hands on her. He obviously didn't break any bones, but he grabbed a woman aggressively in the course of her job as a reporter. And the things that he said about Michelle and that his staff said about Michelle, for the offense of really being assaulted, are frightening.
Yeah.
And this is the climate for women, and this is, I mean, we've seen it with Megyn Kelly. He has a problem with strong women, and this is the climate for members of the press. And he speaks very glowingly of people like Putin, who you never want to be a member of the press in Russia. And this is sort of, that's his idol.
Well, he even said something about the need to change the press freedoms if he was elected, and how we've got to do something about letting them say whatever they want. I mean, that's a pretty stark statement. We are visiting with the lovely and amazing Bethany Mandel, who's joining us on this Saturday night from Manhattan, and we will continue our discussion. She has written something addressing the Meternity controversy, and I can't wait to get into that as well. Kevin McCullough, so glad you're with us. Stay with us here in New York for Radio Night Live. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 boys.
We are so glad you're with us. It's Saturday night, and that means Radio Night Live here in New York and coast to coast on the Biz TV network. 44 million households there and like 300 radio stations. And lots of internets everywhere. So thank you for being there, and thank you to those of you that have already called. We've had a little bit of a system failure tonight. Someone's trying to hack our internet while we're doing the show, so it's just like messed everything up. But if you're still trying to get through, please do that. We're going to take your calls, 888-340-3373. My question of the night is, does Trump mess up the down-ballot races? Let me ask my guest in the ladies' lounge, Bethany Mandel, who we got to a segment late, but she's here anyway, and very, very glad that she is. Thank you, Bethany.
You heard his
statement in West Virginia this week, right? On Tuesday, you don't have to vote for me. In fact, don't vote. Stay home and come out in the fall and vote twice or something along those lines.
Sorry.
And the thing that went through my head was all of those little state assemblyman races that are insurgent candidates trying to get into the
trying to get into the race and try to overtake some corrupt guy that's there. And they're probably even at the Trump rally, and they go, the top of our ticket just told everybody not to show up for the primary on Tuesday. What was your reaction to that?
You know, this is sort of the example of the fact that he does not care about Republicans. He doesn't care about the party. He doesn't care about the greater good. And it was apparent when he was running right from the start, and he refused to say that he wouldn't run third party if he didn't get the nomination.
Yeah.
He was never about helping Republicans or spreading the message of conservatism. He only cares about himself.
Yeah, we wouldn't have the Tea Party if you hadn't had people taking on some of those. I mean, Ted Cruz would never been senator if he had sat home and not, challenged the guy that was sitting. So I was just thinking about all those down ballot races. Do you think that carries over into the general? I mean, is it going to be as bad as what Paul Ryan had suspected it might be a few weeks ago?
Yeah, it's going to be a bloodbath. I mean, I think one of the things that scares me most about the Trump candidacy is I don't think that he's going to win. We talked about it the last segment. But what really scares me is the fact that we're going to lose definitely the court. We're going to lose the Supreme Court. And there's a very strong possibility we could lose the House. There's also a possibility we could lose the Senate. So we could see every branch of the government controlled by liberals, thanks to Donald Trump.
Well, and that's one of the reasons why, instead of focusing on the presidential race in the days to come, you're going to hear me talk and write a lot about constitutionalists that are running for those positions in the House and Senate in particular, because I feel like that's where we're going to need to aim a lot of firepower to try to hold on to. Bethany Mandel writes for The Federalist, and she also writes in a couple of other places. What is the acultural or acultured blog that your maternity piece appeared on? I was not familiar with that site.
It's a great site. It's called Acculturated, and it sort of takes on sort of cultural issues from a conservative perspective.
Cool.
One of the things I love about both sites that I write for, The Federalist and Acculturated, is that we see the battle for the hearts and minds of Americans not necessarily being won at the ballot boxes. It's won through the culture. It's won through sort of looking at cultural issues that are happening in America, whether it be the Kardashians or a silly piece in the New York Post about how single women want maternity leave but maternity leave time for themselves, and sort of giving our spin on it. I think that's really, I think, what has led to the phenomenon of Donald Trump is that we've been losing the culture. And writing about culture from a conservative perspective, I think, helps gain back some of those losses incrementally
very,
over time.
Very insightful stuff there, Bethany. Talk to me about this maternity meme. Now, first of all, who's the woman that wrote the book, Megan Foy? What's her beef with people?
She apparently thinks that that maternity leave is very generous, and that it's easy to be a parent in the American workplace. So she sort of bemoans the fact that a lot of her coworkers leave at 6 p.m. And they go home to get to play with their kids, which, as any parent, including myself, might know. That's not exactly what happens after 6 p.m. when you go home from work. How many do you have? Four or five?
Three under six.
Oh,
and my bride
is... Oh, that must feel like four or five.
She's a hero. I don't understand how she does it. But, yeah, that's one of those things where if we are honest about it, maternity leave is there for a reason. There's a reason why other countries embody it into law, which I don't really agree with. I kind of think that the U.S. has the right position on it. But how on earth do you make some sort of argument that I just deserve time off just for me? I mean, she's not talking about, like, wanting to adopt or, you know, going through menopause or something else, is she? She's talking about Can you stay one more segment, Bethany? I'm being waved off here. We got to take a break.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time.
If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it?
That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims, we just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
See when you call. It's AM 970, The Answer in New York. That's where you find me if you're in New York City or in Louisville, Kentucky tonight, actually. It's also AM 970, The Answer. And in other places, it's something else, The Answer. But across 300 radio stations, 44 million TV households, and we are so grateful to have you with us. It's Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough is my name. My website is TheBingeThinker.com. You can join all my social media through that portal. And tonight in the Ladies Lounge, my guest is Bethany Mandel. She's a talented writer. writer for The Federalist. She also writes for, well, she's written for a number of outlets, but we're about to talk about something that has nothing, well, nothing to do with hard politics. I guess, Bethany, everything's political. But before we go any further, let me wish you a preliminary happy Mother's Day tomorrow. It's a good thing to be on top of that, I guess.
Thank you. You came before my husband.
Oh, just gonna leave that there. So this thing about maternity. Does she have any basis? Like, the woman that got this going, was she adopting somebody and got mad that she didn't get time off for adoption, or is it just purely selfish interest that is causing her to do this?
He apparently wants more vacation time. Is really what it comes down to.
Okay. Well, save your sick days and take the personal days, you know?
Yeah, really.
They already have that. That's what that's called.
Yep. I mean, I she thinks that the parents get more of it, which sort of shows a fundamental misunderstanding of what it's like to be a parent. But she thinks that the 6 weeks offer some sort of gravy train that parents are riding, and people are only having kids for that magical 6 weeks off of work.
Yeah, to which when they return to work, everything magically works perfectly, right? I mean, it's just, you know, you snap your fingers and the kids automatically wake up. They change their own diapers. They take care of their own bottles. They get themselves.
And they pay for their own daycare.
Exactly. Well, so is what she wrote popular? Are women responding to it? Are single women responding to it? Or what's been the reaction?
You know, I the only response I've seen has been negative, and it's only been from parents. I have one friend who doesn't have kids yet, and she was sort of like, well, I can see the point that Americans are overworked and that she wants more time off. And I definitely see that. But she sort of couched it in the terms of the fact that parents get more of it.
Yeah, you're slamming parenthood. She's slamming parenthood. She's exploiting and taking advantage of these poor beat-down parents to say, I want more time off. See, now, and I got a nasty phone call in the first hour from somebody going, oh, you make fun of the single women that are in the office. Because I called Megan Foy a hag, and I said she's just trying to get more time off. And then I was beaten down on the voicemail about that. And I thought, well, okay, maybe I misunderstood. Maybe she, you know, wants to be a mom and she's not. Maybe she's suffering through something. Turns out none of that's true. She's just lazy. She just wants more time off. So,
well, I think a lot of it is that they don't actually, none of people that are her age nowadays don't have friends with kids, and they don't have kids, and they do not understand what it's like to have children.
Yeah, which on some level, Bethany, bothers me greatly. The fact that that more and more of our society, I don't know if you realize it really hit me midway through the presidential primary. We live in like a very different country from our fellow American that's just down the street, because people that were supporting, like Ted Cruz, were talking about the Constitution and religious liberty and the ability to protect our beliefs, our core beliefs, and to save the Republic and to do all this other stuff. And the Donald Trump guy, you know, two houses down, is going, America, if yeah, we're great. Yeah, that's what we got to do. And it's like, You can't even begin to mix the two, because they speak different languages. And I really think it's like that on the cultural level. You were talking about cultural change. When you start talking about philosophy of parenting and of lifestyle and of being married, even on some level in society today, you get raised eyebrows and people look at you sideways like, do people even do that anymore? And I'm like, it's the key to the survival of civilization, friends.
Yeah, that's sort of like when things get really scary and the social justice warriors freak me out, the thing that I like clutch to make myself feel better is the breeders will inherit the earth. People are insane, but I'm the one reproducing, and my children will be the ones that carry on America in the next generation, because all of the craziest social justice warriors that I'm friends with are not having children. They don't want to add mouths to feed, really, when it comes down here, it's just too hard. They don't want to wake up every 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
Or in my son's case, every 90 minutes for 10 months.
So sorry about that. No, and then a lot of them are aborting the next generation. So, I mean, there's multiple ways that they're approaching it, but you're really telling the truth there. Which is one of the reasons, and this is a whole different subject, why I think the Republicans need Hispanic voters. They're having families. Hispanics are still having families. And that's an American ideal. And we should be doing what we can to prosper that. Not going around and circumventing the immigration laws. I'm not arguing for that. But there's just no need to be so hostile. Anyway, Bethany, I've kept you way past when we promised. It's a late Saturday night. Thank you for being with us. And thanks for thinking clearly and writing clearly. And if people want to be in touch with you, the best way they can follow you is, on Twitter?
Yeah, I think so. Bethany Schonberg, Schonderk,
S-H-O-N-D-A-R-K. Which is nothing like Bethany Mandel, but you can search Bethany Mandel and Bethany Schonberg. It will come up either way.
Beautiful, thanks.
All right, thanks. Bethany Mandel, the senior contributor to The Federalist, and what a good sport for staying with us late. Okay, so do I have time to take a call, or are we up against the break? We got 90 seconds. Okay, let's real quickly go to line three. Andrea is in Florida watching Biz TV. Hi, Andrea. Welcome. Kevin McCullough, thanks for your patience.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Appreciate you being here. What's your thought real quick?
Okay, my thought is I'm registered independent like you. And everything you said, I agree with. We're not accountable to no one, us Christians, except Jesus Christ. And I'm disappointed that Ted Cruz dropped out. And I got a friend who said, well, so-and-so is less than the two. I don't vote for evil at all. I don't like either one of them. So what I'm going to do is when I go to the polls, I'm going to write in Ted Cruz's name.
Okay. Thank you, Andrea. I see a lot of people that say that that's the route they're going to go. We'll see. We're going to take more of your calls the rest of the way out. It's 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Do we have time for another? How much time do we have? 30 seconds? 40 seconds? Let me do this instead. And I want to make sure that you know, because Mother's Day is tomorrow, right? Get Mom the best gift you can give her forever. The best sleep of her life. MyPillow, our primary sponsor here at Radio Night Live. Four pillows for the price of just one. You see Mike Lindell on all the TV channels. Now get the best offer he's ever made anywhere. 800-506-2641. 1-800-506-2641. When you buy a premium pillow, he's going to give you a second premium, king or queen, at no additional charge, plus two of the go-anywheres, all for the one low price of the one pillow. 800-506-26.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion Edible Oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
It's Radio Night Live, and Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us, per usual. Take some calls, because we had an interesting question out of the shoot tonight, and kind of a very untraditional show. Nothing went as planned. We tried to plan everything, and nothing went as planned. Let's go to Robert, calling from Fort Worth, Texas, my hometown, line one. Hello, Robert. Robert, are you there?
Yes, hello. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for being here. Kevin McCullough, nice to have you with us. What's your thought?
Yeah. Well, I heard Hillary say that she's been down to two presidents. Well, I was there, too, under both her husband and Obama, and actually others. But, you know, Hillary's husband had a chance to get Bin Laden three times, and there would have been no war. There'd been no Iraq if he had went and done it. I'm cutting it short. And, you know, and Obama and Hillary both lied on being godly. You know, so that's the two things I remember. Other than under Bill Clinton and Richards, as the last Democrat I voted for, she was governor of Texas.
I remember her.
I thought she'd do good being a woman. But what happened? They let the rest of his group get killed in Waco. This was Obama. It was Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
And Ann Richards, Ann Reno. FBI was in it, ATF. This is all government stuff.
Yep.
They could have put a fence around that compound and then a double fence and run dogs, and people would have never got out. But they didn't. Janet Reno says, well, you never had anything like this and didn't know how to have it. Well, I bet you're just need to say
just that. About always the wrong way to handle it is to burn them alive inside the building, though. I mean, it's, you've got a lot of other options to go. Robert, thanks for the call. Line two, Gino's in the Bronx. Hey, Gino.
Prediction for six months from tomorrow.
Okay.
Trump loses 60-40 to Hildebeest. He loses 370 electoral college votes. He'll lose 40 of the 50 states. It doesn't matter if he brings Ronald Reagan or Abraham Lincoln from the grave to be his running mate. He doesn't even get 10 of the these states. And if Ted Cruz doesn't support him and actually campaign for him, he could actually lose Texas. Of all states that he must win.
Isn't that crazy?
Texas.
Yeah.
If Texas turns blue, America turns blue. We are finished, over, done with, stick a fork in us. It's over.
Yeah. Oh, we lost Gino. Sorry, Gino. But, yeah, I couldn't agree with you more tonight. It's going to be a very big mess for the next 6 months. And, he can earn my vote. He just hasn't yet. I'm kind of like where Paul Ryan is, and I'm okay with that. I don't have to be anybody else's errand boy on this. Let's go to line three. Joseph, AM 970 in New York. Hi, Joseph.
Kevin, I got a hunch. If Hillary Clinton joins camp with Sanders, I don't think Trump has a chance. They're going to knock him out.
No, that's a good point. Thank you for the call. That's a good point because Trump's hoping to get the Sanders delegation to make up for all the conservatives that he's losing, which should tell you something also right there. Anyway, hey, we'll see you next week live from New York every Saturday night. It's Radio Night Live. I'm Kevin McCullough, your humble host. Thank you for having been here. Have a great
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
For a while.